Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I want to tell you a few things that are going on, but first, I hope that you were able to work on your goals today. If you are a new listener and don't have goals, create some goals. Goals will make sure that you're moving forward in life, and moving forward in life is what we should be doing. Don't let yourself get beat down by what happens in life. Work to make yourself be able to live in a better condition. That takes goals, and you should work on them every day. Figure a way to get those goals accomplished. Even thinking about how to get the goals accomplished is sometimes a great way to work on a goal. So, first off, got a lot of redneck thinker all taken care of. I'm going to, hopefully, as long as I can get everything figured out, I will hopefully have my Redneck Thinker YouTube channel working tomorrow. I have got redneckthinker.blogspot.com going. I have the Redneck Thinker Reddit channel going. Well, subreddit, I guess, would be the correct term. If you get a chance, go over there. I have my MeWe channel, all of it available to communicate with me. I had somebody start a discussion today that caused me to think. It was over my comments yesterday. He said that populism is necessary, especially with the free market. Now, I will argue day and night that populism within politics causes more harm than good. Yes, you get some interesting people elected that do some good, but you also get some bad people elected because populism has become cults of personality instead of working towards necessarily getting certain goals accomplished. The days of William Jennings Bryan populism, even though he did run for president, he did have a cult of personality, it was not enough to get him elected. But the populism that he did brought about the senators no longer being appointed by the state legislators. It caused the Fed, while yes, there were other things going, the people who wanted the Fed used populism to get that passed. Barack Obama, cult of personality populism. In all honesty, the last great president we had, in my personal opinion, was Ronald Reagan. I know there are going to be people that listen to me that are Trump supporters. I believe that Reagan was better than Trump. Now, Trump has his faults. Trump has his positives. Reagan has his faults. Reagan had his negatives, or had his faults and his positives. But Reagan still had his negatives, even though I still think he's the last great president that we had. But he was elected via cult of personality. Trump, for that matter, has a cult of personality around him. Biden doesn't. Biden rides on the coattails of others. He's always done that. He is not a good president to begin with. And I also had that argument today. But this person that I was talking to said that populism was not only necessary, it was part of the free market. Yes, I will agree there. Populism and a free market are very necessary for both for the free market to work correctly. But populism has also been used as a weapon within the free market. The book Sickening that I told you about, written by Dr. John Abramson, discussed how advertising within pharmaceutical or advertising with pharmaceuticals work. I mean, you watch TV at all, you constantly see an ad for some kind of medicine that has so many negative effects that death is one of them. Yet people still go to their doctor and go, I heard about this drug. I want to be prescribed this drug. Doesn't mean that it's a good drug. Doesn't mean that that drug will actually help you, but that you want to be prescribed it because you saw an ad and you read the fake information that is online about those drugs. That's populism, ladies and gentlemen. That's negative populism. That is populism that is actually helping pharmaceutical companies while hurting you. News media uses negative populism. Unfortunately, I will admit that I am probably just as much to blame on the negative side because I write about government corruption. That is my shtick when it comes to my writing. That is not my shtick when it comes to my podcast. But I have also gotten to realize that I need to give possible solutions, and that is what I am starting to do in my articles. Instead of just riding a wave of negativism, is that the right word? The redneck in me is having problems. The negative approaches don't necessarily make me happy. So what I do is I offer solutions within my articles. I will give you choices as to what can be done. But the news media overall doesn't give you necessarily good solutions. They don't necessarily give you good education. Snopes. I despise Snopes. They give fake information. I dislike fact checkers because most of the time they don't even give real facts. They go, oh, this is negative. When all they're doing is using minuscule things to argue about. I wrote an article years ago and Snopes was put as a fact check. They claim that the Klan bake didn't occur. Now, for those of you who don't know what the Klan bake is, in 1924, during the Democratic presidential nominating convention, well, Democratic National Convention, I know there's more that's done there, but primarily it's for getting presidents nominated to be the head of the ticket, or the person to run for president to be the head of the ticket and all that. And this is, if you don't believe me, find an older book about Wendell Willkie and his life, and you will find out real quick. Wendell Willkie became a Republican. He was primarily a Democrat, but then he had a problem with Franklin Roosevelt running so many times, and when Roosevelt ran his third campaign to his second reelection, Wendell Willkie switched over to the Republicans and ran against him and got the Republican ticket. But before that, and he also ran against Roosevelt for his third re-election, Roosevelt's fourth campaign. But that being said, Wilkie was a Democrat longer than he was a Republican. And in 1924, he was tasked by the people of Ohio to go to the DNC, to the Democratic National Convention, and represent them. 1924, most of Woodrow Wilson's supporters were still in power, still had voices, still had a microphone, in other words. And some of the supporters of the cohorts of Woodrow Wilson were KKK members. Well-known fact, even though Snopes tries to claim that it isn't true. And in now, the KKK had their little gathering during the Democratic National Convention in Jersey City across the Hudson from New York City. But one of the nights during the Democratic National Convention to get their ideas passed, and it worked through bullying tactics, stood across the river and had a massive rally that could be seen in New York City. This was called the Klan Bake. Snopes tried to claim that it wasn't true. Well, Fact Checkers was a populist movement, and it was a free market populist movement because they had advertisers. They got paid by Facebook there for a while. The whole nine yards. All of these supposed fact checkers get paid via advertisers and get paid from Facebook. So it's free market, technically, and it's a populist movement for the liberal side more than anything else. Yes, fact checkers are a good thing unless that they happen to have a political agenda and they claim lies about the other side. So, populist movements within the free market is a good thing. I will agree that populism within a free market is a good thing if it's a free market. We don't entirely have a free market. And also, if it is weaponized against the consumer to make the consumer believe things that are not true, no, those populism movements are not good. There is a difference between, say, the advertising and marketing of pharmaceutical drugs in this nation to create what is basically a populist movement to make sure that people want to take certain drugs. And yes, that would be a populist movement in a free market type situation. And say the popularity that, say, the game Minecraft got. I play Minecraft. It is an enjoyable game. Because of that, I happened to start watching a series on YouTube. Or they're on Twitch and YouTube. It's called Hermitcraft. Well, it's a populist movement. This has helped gain more popularity for Minecraft and playing, because you see what the people on Hermitcraft do and you go, hey, I want to do those things. And while Hermitcraft wasn't started as that, it's kind of become that, but not because they wanted to. They just were a group of people that were playing together and became popular, and that popularity helped Minecraft. And they gained some of them have gained some very big boost in popularity. Mumbo Jumbo was the person that I started watching Hermitcraft because of. Mumbo Jumbo is the most popular per viewer count of the hermits. And Grin is most likely second on that list. Both of them are enjoyable to watch. Mumbo is very kid-friendly. He's still a big kid at heart, if you listen to him. Grin has his moments where he is kid-friendly, and other moments he's mostly is, but has his little moments. Some of the other hermits are not kid-friendly. Tenfold Chef is another hermit that unfortunately has passed away, and he had a following, and then he passed away, and but people try to push out against Tenfold Chef one time, and the hermit said, "No, you're not." Tenfold Chef was kind of a grumpy old man, and well, grumpy old men are far more likely to be conservative in their views, and he had some conservative views, and he was attacked for them. And they were demanding that the hermits get rid of him from hermitcraft. And the hermit said no. And guess what? The pure died. Then unfortunately, TFC passed away. TFC was fun to watch as a grumpy old man. Myself. And that's a populist movement that's good in the free market. So yes, there are positives and negatives. And for the long history of the free market, there have been more positives, but it is now being weaponized against us. So, I am not saying that populism is necessarily still is becoming a bad thing. I'm just saying that there are bad moments of populism, and that we have to watch out for. The next thing that I'm going to bring up. I had a gentleman. I am not going to say his name because I don't know if he wants his name attached to it. He said, "Hi, Paul. Would you be interested to hear some simple redneck thinking that would help solve a lot of America's immediate problems? Simply logical. We have a big problem with illegal aliens. It's not going to go away, and we're not going to solve it by wishing or even deporting all of them, or even sending them to sanctuary cities, as much fun as that is. Here's my solution. We have lots of decommissioned military bases around the country. With housing and everything needed to live, with the exception of perishables, and a few other daily living items, I say we put them up on three of these. One for single men, no matter the age or where they're from. One for single women, and third for supposed families. We DNA test all the families to make sure they are truly families. If they are not, we take the parents and separate them to the other bases. We take the children and place them with families that are willing to accept them. If there are too many, we start an orphanage. We provide them the essentials, including food, but only for the first 3 years. We provide them with what they need and lessons to grow their own food, including animals and poultry that they can breed. At the end of the 3 years, they should be growing, raising enough to trade for other essentials they need. We do not provide guards on the inside, only the outer perimeter. We do not provide a medical clinic except outside the gate. If anyone is not happy or does not want to work to help their community, we provide them transport back to the country they came from. The only ones we allow into our country are the families that can prove they are running for their lives, and then only after they receive training to work and be able to support themselves. No more free rides. The biggest part, we go through every community in America, even the sanctuary cities, and move everyone that is not here legally, onto these three sites. If that means opening more bases, we do that. I know this is too simple and too cost-effective a solution to ever consider by our government, but these are my thoughts." That's idea number one. This can fix all of that. Okay, because I said, yes, well-covered idea, while I agree is essential, does not help Americans after they are gone. That is my thought process. Enough people are talking about it, but no one is talking about what comes after. People know the criminal alien caste's primary problem. Yes, I called them a criminal alien caste, because they fit into that. They are criminals. The term for those that are not are an immigrant in that sense, especially in a criminal sense, would be considered alien. I don't know where that came from. I'm going to have to look that up, because I just thought of that right now. But caste, they are a class of people, and caste is the correct word for it. is the primary problem, so help them realize they need to fix that to move on to the next problem. This can fix all of that. It can also add two more bases, male and female, with only gang members. Same deal, no guards inside. If they want to knock each other off, so be it, but they gain nothing by it. They cross the fence, one shot, finished. Plus, in my mind, they all committed felonies by crossing the border. And I said, I honestly believe, yes, good idea, but then you have to deal with backlash. But I will tell the people the idea. That's what I said, ladies and gentlemen. I've just given you the idea. Now, yes, we have unused military bases in this nation. Tyler Perry started a TV/movie studio in one in Atlanta. These people claim that they want to be in this nation, and they claim that they, and you have these people claiming that these folks want to be productive. Okay. I'm not. Okay. It is an interesting idea. I don't know about the legality of it. I'm not saying that it's necessarily a bad idea. I'm not sure that I would go to that extent. But then again, though, I'm not saying that I wouldn't go to that extent. I don't know what I'm saying on that. I'm still ruminating that idea in my head. It's one of those that I'm just sitting there going, yes, it sounds like a good idea. Put them to work, handling their own food. Do not give them welfare, but make sure that they can survive. Have them create their own culture within this. And if they're able to thrive, then we bring them out to the rest of American, put them to the test in other ways. The backlash would be pretty bad, in my opinion. As somebody who studies concentration camps, I'm looking at it from also that perspective. And while this is not necessarily a concentration camp, it can be considered along those lines. There's good, there's bad. I know some folks will think it's all bad. I don't. I know some folks will think that it's all good. I also don't. I think that it's somewhere in between. I honestly couldn't tell you how we could go about doing that without there being all kinds of problems. It's a complex issue. I would like to hear your opinion. I am going to put, I am going to put this podcast where I put all my podcasts, so I want to hear your opinions. In case you're wondering, I was checking the news as I always do, and I was not aware that the Naismith Women's College Player of the Year was sponsored. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just was in shock as to who sponsors the Naismith Trophy. It is Jersey Mike's. Caitlin Clark won it. This article came out several hours ago, almost 12. I missed it. But I was just saying that the Naismith Trophy is sponsored by Jersey Mike's. Oh, wait a minute here. I guess the Women's College Player of the Year is Jersey Mike's, and the Women's College Coach of the Year is sponsored by Werner Ladder. I mean, they're not offensive in any way, but I'm in shock as to who's sponsoring them. Okay, Werner ladders get to, when they cut the net down, they their ladders are used, and I guess I'm just in shock. I didn't know that. Yes, I'm a college sports person, or I like college sports. But as I was saying, I will put this out where everybody can see it. Yes, we are an unscripted show. To a degree, I have an idea of what I'm going to do. I don't necessarily know what I'm going to say at the moment that I say it until I do. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are the two conversations I had. As you can tell, if it's an interesting conversation that I believe should be brought to your attention, I'm going to do it. I dedicated an entire show to both of these gentlemen. I'm not going to say their names because I didn't ask, and I'm not going to ask unless you tell me you want your name attached to something. I'm not going to do it because I don't want you to get backlash. If somebody screams and yells at me, I'll just ignore them. Seriously. I've seen some pretty racist comments. The people that said them probably did not believe that they were racist. But I ignored those comments. I probably have answered a couple of times, but I have decided as a policy, if you're going to scream and yell and not be constructive, I'm going to ignore you. I am not going to have a conversation with somebody who is not worth my time, and it is not worth my time to get into a conversation with somebody who is racist, screams, yells. Yes, there are people that are racist, ladies and gentlemen, and I believe that they are. Doesn't mean make it a woke opinion. If you are an educated person, you recognize that there are some people out there that actually have stupidity in their hearts. So, ladies and gentlemen, just to tell you, I'm going to post this to my Reddit, which is my subreddit, which is Redneck Thinker. You can look up Redneck Thinker. I'm on MeWe. I'm under my real name, Paul Shannon. I don't have necessarily the Redneck Thinker brand attached to my name on MeWe. I have my name attached on Facebook. They will not allow me to change anything to Redneck Thinker. I'm going to try to figure out on MeWe how to change that stuff. If everything works out well, tomorrow's podcast will end up going to the Redneck Thinker YouTube channel. I have just created a new blogger.com blogspot. Blog for my articles. It is Redneck Thinker. I am doing branding. I have read up on this. I am doing this because I want something recognizable that everybody will go to think of, because my name is not that big. So Redneck Thinker is far more of a thing for people to think about. I will do my best to get you information on different topics. If you want to support me, comment, ladies and gentlemen. Also, I have a Patreon. It's FreedomVN. Patreon.com/FreedomVN. It's short for visual novel, but it's Victor November. It's for a specific thing that I want to still do. But I also have a book. It's called The Founding Freedom Primer. I wrote it in Twine because I was trying to learn Twine. It is under the Freedom BN thing. I will be posting a link to that today in all my articles, the description of this, all of that. It just go to freedombn-games.itch.io or just look up Founding Freedom Primer on itch.io. And so that should be everything. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good day, and until tomorrow, may your day be good. This is Redneck Thinker, out.